This week on Fat Guy Squared, I break Facebook. Also, how to be financially responsible. Here we go.
Fat Guy Squared. Wait, you're offended? Go fuck yourself. Listen to something else. For those of you who want to be entertained, here's the podcast. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. What the actual fuck? Ladies and gentlemen, men,
we have an effect we can press.
I think it's better if I do it myself.
Okay, sure, whatever you say.
This is Fat Guy Squared, first official episode of the new season, season two.
Shots fired. Pew, 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 pew.
What the fuck?
Well, you get sound effects. Why can't I? Shit.
I know we're low rent, but good goddamn. You know what? I'm just going to go with the...
Gay!
Jeez, man.
So, all right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Sorry about the absenteeism of our group. You know, we didn't get the perfect attendance award this year, but, you know, at least we'll graduate.
I mean, we showed up at the party. We just were really late.
Yeah, we were real fucking late. All right, ladies and gentlemen, on this week, we're going to talk about Nathan having a firm belief in being financially available to sustain long... Basically, he thinks everybody should be a millionaire. He's
what?
A dick.
No, what?
Yeah, no,
that's, I didn't say that.
And and my belief is, go fuck yourself, you're full of shit. So, that's what we're going to talk about this week. Also, yes. Nathan loves Facebook. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know, Nathan is a social media mega man who puts posts like every 4 or 5 years.
Yes, I was going to say, where are you going with this? I never post anything.
No, he doesn't.
And I especially don't post anything that people are actually concerned about.
Like Nathan's that guy, and I know all of you have that friend on your social media, whether it be Facebook or Twitter or whatever the case is, that you don't think about until he posts something and go, oh shit, I'm still friends with him on social media.
Yeah, I think a lot of people thought that. because it was funny, when I made that post, I started getting people hitting me up, and they're like, how you been?
Yeah, right.
And I'm like,
you didn't die yet?
Yeah, I'm alive.
So, he put a post on social media that I'm going to read, and I'm going to read it in the way that it shows, and then I'll let him break it down to what he was actually trying to put out there. So, this is what I read.
Should we talk about during what was going on?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, well, you know what? I'm going to read the post, and then we'll talk about the time and what happened. Thoughts on it prior to... What actually was going on. So, I don't normally post stuff about politics, Nathan puts down on here. He says, because, frankly, I can't stand them. But in this case, I'm aggravated. You should have a, not a period.
Listen, grammar. Grammar school, okay?
I am not ignorant to the fact that the government shutdown sucks. And it shouldn't have happened in the first place. But... I am so sick and tired about hearing people losing their houses, their house, their cars, can't eat. That's okay. So
and they, what I meant was their children can't eat.
Okay, well, wait, you didn't put that, so I'm just reading the post. Okay. If you take 3 weeks out of work and you're going to lose these things and you're going to lose the – wow, I thought my fucking
– Are you done? Just read it.
If you take 3 weeks out of work – you're going to lose these things that you need to learn. Okay. Money management, everyone should have 6 months worth of living in their savings at any given point in time, just in case things happen. I'm sorry if I am considered an asshole for this statement. It is simply my opinion. Nothing more. If you are one of these people out, we'll get through this and we'll be smarter if this was to happen again. Okay, let me break this down so people can understand it. Wow. So, Nate, what Nathan's saying on here is you should have at least 6 months of money saved to if you were to lose your job or a government shutdown or things along those lines, things that possibly could happen will affect you. So you have enough money to pay for home, pay for a car, and pay to have your children to be able to have food. That's how I'm understanding it. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to give it to Nathan and let him actually explain what he thought he was writing.
Okay. So during this time period, it was during the government shutdown. Okay. And during the government shutdown, I was watching a bunch of news posts. There was posts on Facebook. There was posts everywhere. And a couple of them that really aggravated me was there was one guy in particular who was down in Florida. And during the government shutdown, he had to sell his boat. This is the week two of the government shutdown. He goes, I have to sell my boat. Do you know what? I don't deserve this. I have to sell my boat because it's either my boat or my kids can eat. And I'm sitting there, and I'm not naive.
So the guy's being a upstanding adult human being, doing what he had to do to feed his children, and then what?
And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, if you have to, like, a boat, first off, a boat isn't a necessity. It's a luxury.
Oh, without a doubt.
Okay. So that was why I was so pissed off with this gentleman. Then there were other people who were like, well, I have to sell my house. I have to sell my house on week three. If you are, my thought process on this is if in 3 weeks of being out of work and having pay, no pay, if you are going to lose your home, then I feel like you have other types of financial trouble there.
Oh, wait a minute. So I'm misunderstanding. I apologize if I misunderstood this, but you just said at 3 weeks they have to sell their house. They're not losing their homes.
No.
Am I misunderstanding what you're saying?
They have to sell it because they can't afford to live.
Okay, so that's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
Because you need to expand on that. I wasn't aware of. All right, so that's a little extreme, I'll give you. Those types of people, I will absolutely understand. Maybe you should be a little bit more financial stable.
just like when they were saying, so government worker. There was one that was working, and I know I'm going to get a lot of flack for this, okay? And I'm sorry to if there's any family members out there that may be offended by any of these comments.
Ah, fuck them.
No. I have to say that because I'm not trying to be naive. There were people during this time period that were struggling.
Yeah, and that's kind of where I want to go with this, but we'll get to that in a minute.
I understand there were people out there who were like, during the government shutdown, they're like, hey, we're not going to pay you till the government goes back up, but you need to still keep coming to work, which is a 45-minute drive for you. Thanks. That's not fair.
No,
I agree.
And that's what's happening. Towards the end, people were just not going to work because they couldn't afford to go.
They couldn't afford to work.
You know?
So I can respect that. But my beef is with the actual financial responsibility. If you are out of work a week, two tops, okay?
But you didn't say that.
And you cannot feed your children. You cannot keep the heat on in your house. You have to sell your house. Then there's other problems. And it's not that your job is the problem. It's either that you are living outside of your means, in my opinion, from the beginning.
Okay.
Or you have made some wrong choices, and you're trying. If you made wrong choices in the past, and you're trying to get back up on your feet, and this happened, sorry, the cookie crumbled that way. Okay, you caught a bad hand, and I'm sorry for that. But if you have been working at this job, you've been working there for say 3 years, and you still don't have 3 weeks worth of money in your bank to take care of things, Come on.
All right. So now to comment on this, and I'm going to go there. So as of 2017 census, the American citizen, this is prior to taxes, mind you, makes about $59,000 a year. So prior to taxes, and taxes they take, depending on where you live, can take anywhere from a third to even a quarter of what you make in a year.
I don't believe this number, by the way.
This is Americans.
I know. No. I don't agree with the way. So,
but again, you're not. You see, and this is where you're. And I don't mean to be rude, but you're naive to the fact of other parts of the world, other parts of America, even. You know, we happen to live yourself and myself. We happen to live in one of the top 10 communities that make the most money in America. Believe it or not. And you go to like the middle Americas, those people average about $40,000 a year, and that's high end money.
No, but what I'm saying here in this particular case, this is in the U.S.
Yep.
Okay. Saying the median household, so the average household,
the average household.
Okay.
Yes.
Income. So that means if there's a husband, there's a wife.
No, that's not the case. That's a household. See, and again,
Can I finish?
Sure, sure.
So if there is, say there are five people in that house that are able to work, okay?
No, it's not based on that. These numbers are based on a person who lives, who's the head of household.
Oh, this, the head. So just a singular person.
It would be a wife slash husband if they're living together, or it would be...
I think that's what we need to figure out, is what defines as household income.
Regardless.
No, that makes a huge difference.
Okay, let's look at the Wikipedia.
Because, for instance...
Like, if you got five people in a house that can work, it's not going to be the income to the home. It's going to be the income to the primary caregiver of the home. It always is. It always will be. So,
well, that's my point. Because, for instance, you and your wife work. You have two kids that work. Right?
Yep.
So that's four incomes.
No, it's not. Because my kids do not, they can't claim head of household on their taxes.
So then they should say head of household, not median household
income. It's median household income based on the amount of that person makes comparably to everybody else.
So household income is an economic measure that can be applied to one household and aggregated across a large group such as country, city, or whole country. It is commonly used by the United States government and private institutions to describe a household's economic status or track economic trends. Because here's the reason why I say that. So we'll just say, for argument's sake, I make 80 grand a year. Okay?
Lucky.
All right. And we'll say that my girlfriend lives with me and she makes 80 grand a year. So is the household...
Wait, I'm sorry. Income, it's right here. The income of every resident that is...
Of that house.
How about a house that is over the age of 15, including wages and salary? Okay, so that's even better. All right, I was completely wrong. I will tell you right now. I was completely wrong. I thought it was based on a single individual because of what we make. Mm-hmm. But this is saying... So that means, in all honesty, it's even less money that a person makes. Because... 59,000, I'm sorry, what was that number that they gave us?
59,721 or something.
59. All right, so in my household, I have four people over the age of 15. And the total amount of money that my household would have per person, and we're just going to use this as a, I hit the wrong button. Sorry about that, guys. Let me see here. I'm just going to go 60,000, make it life easy, right? So 60,000. Divided by four people, right? Because it averages out. These people are making 10 grand a year.
Well, first off, you just divided by six.
Did I divide by? Oh, you fucking idiot.
And I don't think that's how it works.
Well, it's average income by everybody. That's what it just said.
Yes. But if you make, for argument's sake, if you make 100,000,
yeah, oh yeah,
your wife makes 80,000. Your oldest son makes 60,000 and your younger one makes 40,000. You're adding all four of those together and dividing by four. That's your average income.
Okay.
Which makes a big difference.
Average income. Okay, so 59,000, 60,000, let's just say, just to make numbers easier. And there's four active people in that family. That means that one of those people is making extreme amounts of money and the other three are not. I mean.
Sure.
So my point is that that's an average income with 15 plus people, 15-year-old plus people. that's not a lot of money for – and again, you look at geographically speaking. In Rhode Island, Massachusetts, Connecticut area, that's not a lot of money. That's actually low-end money.
Can you type in
sure.
what the average total income is per household?
What is the average total income? What the fuck? Income per
household.
Household. It didn't bring it up a lot. It's $73,000.
So that's still another 20 grand.
But look, that's per 2014. Head of household. All right, here, look at it. Head of household makes about $40,000 a year. And I'm adding money, folks. I mean, it's $35,876.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense to me, because how is head of household making $35,000, but when you're married jointly, it's $117,000?
Because...
That doesn't make sense, because if the head of household is making the most money and you divide $117,000 by two.
But again, you need to understand, Nate, you're thinking of household as a male, female, or maybe even just two income property. No, that might just be a singular. There's more single people in the world that are head of household than there are for two incomes.
Sure. But I'm saying, I think that.
And that's why it's separate. See. Head of household, that's why it doesn't state married or not married. It just says head of household. Whereas the very next line states married filing jointly. You got to take that into consideration. The average income of any given person that's of age across America is about $36,000 a year.
I don't agree with that.
Because you live in a geographic location that has a higher standard for income. If you were to go right now, and I can tell you right now, in the job that I do, if I were to go right now, leaving where I am, I would take a pay cut of almost $60,000. Like if I were to go to Southern Florida,
yep.
Or if I were to go to... What's another place that doesn't make a lot? Like South Carolina. If I were to go to South Carolina, if you look at just buying property alone, just the income of property alone across America, you go to like a South Carolina, North Carolina area, Central America, a house that I live in that I paid, I don't know.
The average salary right now in the U.S.
Okay.
Is $51,000 okay. per person.
That's salary. What's income?
So after taxes.
No, that's not. That's before taxes.
I know. So you're saying after taxes.
What is the person taking home every day? This right here is before taxes.
$750 a week?
I'm telling you, that number's wrong. That number's wrong because it's people are making less money per capita because of where they live.
Yeah, I know. That's why this is average. Across the entire. They take the lowest of the lows and the highest of highs. You got a guy making $400 billion a year.
But that could be skewed by fucking hundreds of dollars because you have somebody making billions versus somebody making 20. I mean, let's just say for the sake of saying, there are actual home incomes in this America that are based off of working at like a Walmart or working at a McDonald's and things along those lines. And those people make, at best, $12 an hour.
Sure.
So if you take the $12 an hour and they average, 36 hours a week, 40 hours? I'll even go 40 hours a week.
Okay, that's $480.
That's before taxes.
Yeah.
So these people are bringing home...
Probably about $300.
$300.
Yeah.
And then, so if you expect...
And you times that by 52, that's 15, almost 15.5.
Okay.
16.
So using that as the lowest base income that you can work
sure.
off.
Sure.
Let's just say that it's $20,000 is what the average home income is. I've been listening to a...
But it's not.
But it is in a lot of places in America. You just don't see it.
Well, no, this was my point. So if the average salary across the United States... According to this,
I don't agree with that for the simple fact of they're adding the highs of the highs and the lows of the lows.
So what do you think they do with the median income?
The median income is going to be probably that number, the median income. But there's a lot more lower income than there are higher incomes, truly.
All right, so let me go to this. This is personal income in the United States in 2018.
All right. And this is an average across the board.
Yes.
And that's kind of where there's a distinct difference in thought process, because it's going to add the crazy amounts to the lower amounts. And, you know, the average in between is not going to match up. That's why whenever you hear the $15 an hour, these people don't need to make $15. Well, yeah, because you're making $80,000 a year. These poor fuckers can't even afford to eat at the places they're working at. You know what I mean?
Sure. Trying to figure out, it's crazy. This is breaking it down based on sex by
sex. Unfortunately, women make less money than men. That's a fact. It's not a. Hey, dude, are we recording still? What the hell is going on with
this recording
program? This fucking program. You know what? This program needs to make $15 an hour, cocksucker.
This one says the overall household income is $65,751.
See, and that's where there's a. My point is that I listen to statistic shows on my podcast app, and they go from state to state sometimes. Mm-hmm. And you go to the centralized states. I like to call
it. I guess this would be what you're talking about. The average single person is $35,000.
And that's before taxes, and that's the problem. But my point is the whole point of this entire 10-minute spiel was in your comment, the broad general statement of your comment was people should have at least 6 months of savings.
They should.
But the problem is that, you know, people that make that lower level of income, they don't have the ability to do that. I mean, God forbid they have a sickly person in their lives. If they have children, whether or not they want to have children, they do have children in their lives. And using your statement as a broad thing, these folks should not even have children, should not be living on their own, should not be this, that, and the other thing. They should be focusing on saving that money, which I understand and I agree with to an extent. But you can't have a broad statement like that and expect people not to lose their fucking minds. I mean, that's kind of where I was getting across on that. You know, I guess that's, you know, I am not right wing or left wing or any of that bullshit.
Yeah,
but I
have a feeling this is going to go down a bad path.
Well, no, but I am more leftist view, I suppose. Whereas, you know, I understand coming from a background where I didn't make a lot of money when I first was on my own. I didn't. I was making, you know, at the time I was making $10 an hour, and that was it. And I was by myself, and I was paying for my car insurance, the whole nine, and I had literally dick money.
Yeah.
Nothing. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, obviously I didn't have a chance to start saving the money. Now, don't get me wrong. If I had the ability, I would have. But unfortunately, life happened, and it went flat out. You know, go fuck yourself. And this is all there is to it. And I had to start. So even from the get-go, for myself, I got handed a fuck you stick that I created on my own. I'm not saying it was anybody but myself, and I didn't have the ability to do what it is that you're saying. Now, as an adult, older man, I tried to get to that point, but life happens, as they say. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like not to take your mom's death as a staging point, but you luckily your mother had the insurance and the everything to help you out in that world to do it, but. There are people out there that just don't have the wherewithal, the means to get to that point. And then they got to pay for a funeral. They got to pay for a death in a family, you know, that kind of thing. So, you know, there's a lot of things that come into play where a blanketed statement along those lines really need to be looked at in terms of, dude, that's not really appropriate. That's not, you know, that's my point of view. I don't know about you.
Well, first off, people should be striving to have 6 months in savings. Okay, they should strive for it.
Yeah, oh, you're right.
Okay, if they can't, they can't. I you know, I was doing the math the other day because, you know, my father's going to be moving out soon at some point, and so I figured out what the actual cost of living, just my expenses on my own
in terms of electricity and
you know,
all that
in
stuff.
Car insurance and everything. Yep. My main expenses altogether.
The handgun in every room.
No. $1,900 a month.
That's crazy. What?
$1,900 a month.
Wait. I'm sorry. So
that's rent.
Break down everything. All right.
Okay. That's rent.
Okay.
That's car insurance.
Okay.
That's cell phone for me and my father, which, just so you know, so you can get a comparison, it's $87 for two people.
That's not bad. All right.
Okay,
yeah.
So that's it's not like I'm going crazy.
All right, so you're breaking literally everything. So that's not bad. My monthly, is somewhere around the lines of about $3,900 a month.
Okay, so you also have three kids. No, right? Three kids and a wife.
I'm truly breaking it down to car payment, mortgage, insurance,
groceries.
My house is entirely electric.
How much do you spend on groceries, do you think, a month?
Monthly?
Yeah.
And this is a very low thought. probably around $400 or $500 a month.
There's no way.
Oh, yeah.
I put $400 for my food per month.
No. I usually spend... Now, understand, I'm not adding in the essentials. I'm talking strictly food. So the essentials would be, you know, like the toilet paper and the soaps needed to do laundry, yeah, and things along those. Things that you can't live without.
Okay.
I'm strictly adding in, okay, you want apple juice, that's, you know, $6.
Well, it's the point I'm making with this is that when I tell people, yeah, it's going to be $1,900, they're like, well, you could live somewhere cheaper. And no, I'm like, no, you can't.
You can, though, because... geographically, and I'm going to keep saying that word. That's the big word of the day. We should do like a Pee Wee's Playhouse where it goes, every time we say it. you remember Pee Wee's Playhouse?
Yeah, I remember. Okay. That was before the movie theater.
hey, he was having a fun time. Leave him alone. All right, so geographically speaking, where you live, in terms of your insurances, they will go down dramatically. Because if where he lives, folks, is not really as you remember one of the old show, like I already commented on, I got to get a handgun here, I got to get a handgun there, I got to get a handgun. Because he lives in a really shitty part of our state.
It's a double-edged sword, though.
Yeah, I get it, but I mean
$750 for a two-bedroom, you can't – in an area where I would pay less in car insurance and less in taxes, my rent would be higher. So it's a double-edged sword.
Not really. I mean, rent right now, at least in this part of the world, is a lot cheaper than buying. Whereas, because the bubble is starting to happen again for the housing market, shit's going fucking skyrocket now.
But
it's
stupid. The normal apartment rent around here, average, is
probably about $1,500 a month.
Yeah. So $750 is decent.
Yeah, but again, you're in a shittier part of the state. Don't get me wrong. If you're not looking to have kids or you don't really care about the geographic place, it's just the place to lay your head, then yeah, absolutely. It is.
So let me ask you, what would you do to cut the $1,900 down?
I would go to a single bedroom apartment. Truly. I would move to a place that has a single bedroom.
Like a studio.
Not a studio. A studio is like a living room, kitchen, in one kind of thing. I would make it an apartment, but you don't need a two-bedroom. I mean, obviously, if you like the idea of it, great, but I would go to a single bedroom. I try to find a place where, if you're going to live with your lady friend, I don't know if that's a thing in the future or whatever. Mm-hmm. You can cut the cost that way. She would take some of that cost. The thing is that, now, here's a question. Are you one of those men, and I know I'm getting a little personal here, so if I'm going too, let me know. Mm-hmm. Are you one of those guys that if she were to move in, I got it.
Hell no.
All right. Well,
but
no.
I did tell her, like, for instance, we did talk to her, and I said, talk about it. And I said, you know, if you decided to move in, I said, I'm not expecting you.
See, right there.
Hold on.
You don't get to finish it. I'm not expecting you, but.
No. I'm not expecting her to give me half of everything. I'm not expecting that. I told her, if you gave me $400.
See, right there. That's your problem. That's your problem. I don't mean to cut you off, but that's your problem. Because I'm not expecting. So that in its own right is you saying, well, baby, you know, I know you're going to have a tough month, but, maybe $50 this month. That'd be. No. What you do is, as long as it's, again, and I don't mean to break it down in this way, but I always look at things in a way where you got to take the emotion out of it.
Okay.
So if she's going to move in with you, it's a business decision.
Yeah, truly, I don't think she will. She has no desire to.
No, I wouldn't expect her to. I mean, why at all move in with you? No, like your old man, you guys have a particular scenario where he pays whatever you whatever the case is, and you expect that dollar amount regardless.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So same exact thing with your lady friend if she decides that she would want to move in.
Sure.
So, you know, $1,900 a month, okay? So you automatically remove the phone service because it's not something that you would expect her to pay. It has nothing to do with her.
There's about $1,000 worth of apartment stuff.
Okay. So
not counting food.
The $1,000 worth of apartment stuff, that gets broken down.
Half.
Immediately.
Okay.
So right down the middle.
$500 right there.
Right there. And then any kind of food thing, I would state, you know, listen, we can kind of, that's the only thing that I would sit there and I would go, all right, we'll talk about the food thing because some of this shit you won't eat, some of this shit I won't eat.
Yeah, and she, you know, that kind of thing. She's good in general. Like, you know, we went, I said to her the other day, I said, what do you want for dinner? She's like, I don't know, what are you in the mood for? I said, I'm going to stop at 99's. I've been craving a prime rib.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, they had that. They have their specials on
the Sunday deal. Yeah. Yep.
So I said, I'm craving it. I said, what do you want? She goes, get me the baked salmon or whatever. So I ordered that. Got it. By the time I got home, I already had money in my Venmo account. She Venmo'd me money.
And again, that's awesome.
And that's awesome.
That's awesome. But, I mean, that's a scenario where it's a one-off deal. It's food. It's whatever. Yeah. But I'm talking about physically going food shopping. Like, babe, I don't eat Frosted Flakes. I can't stand the cereal, but you love it.
Yeah.
Tell you what, you buy your Frosted Flakes. I drink almond milk. You don't care for almond milk. Okay, I'll pay for the
sure. You
know, that kind of thing. You know, when it comes to taste and things along those lines, there is a little give and take. I'll give you that. Mm-hmm. But when it's a hard sell of this is where we're living, this is the amount of money, this is this, then fuck it. It is this, and this.
I think and this is going to be a mixture between this conversation and the conversation we were having.
Well, we're going to go back to that. Okay. We haven't stopped, but I figured we'd just do a little offshoots.
I think the biggest thing is it's not that at all. It's being more disciplined.
Oh yeah.
Because you know, right now I go out a lot. Whether we're going bowling or whether we're going to the restaurant or we're
That's just because you're in your phase where you want to, you know, make sure she's happy kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then you're going to get to the phase where you don't give a fuck she's here.
Yeah. So what I did was I played it smart.
All right.
You know, I had money in my savings account, for instance.
All right.
And it was sitting at, the hell do I have? Citizens.
All right.
I had it in a savings account, and I'm looking at it because did I tell you I started a savings account?
You did.
Before I wasn't. I had it all in my checking account.
Yeah, that's a bad idea. Don't do that.
So I moved it to my savings, and I was like, okay, cool. And I called them up one day. I said, hey, how much interest am I getting on it?
It's like 2% or something like that, right?
0.05.
What? Nah, fuck you. You got to look for the best interest to that place.
I was like, oh, okay. So I called my girlfriend. As you know, she works for a bank. And I said.
And not as everybody else, too.
Yeah. I was like, so what are you where do I get a good rate? And she looked around. She's like, the best I found so far is 1.5. And I was like, okay.
That's not bad.
Unless you go into a CD, of course.
But at 1.5 is at what amount of money?
It has to be a minimal of 5,000.
Okay, that's the point. So,
yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're looking to do any kind of savings account, you have to have a specific amount of money to get a specific percentage.
Yeah, they're not just going to start giving you a buttload of money for the hell of it.
No, I mean, they'll work with you for different levels, but ultimately, if you want the best level of percentage, they generally start around $5,000 to $6,000. In some cases, I've seen them start at $10,000, at which point you might as well just go with the fucking CD.
So what I did was... She's saying all this to me, and she goes, oh, my bank has 2%. And I was like, that's more than 1.5.
Yeah, right. But what do you got? What's the minimum on that?
Required 5,000.
All right, good.
And I said, okay. I said, is there like a transaction limit? Do I need a checking account?
For that level? No, this shouldn't fucking be at all.
So they said, nope. There's no transaction. You don't need a checking account. So I kept my checking with just a couple... couple thousand there.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I took everything else. Everything else went in the other one. I said, I don't want to touch it. I don't want to see it. And what I did immediately was I took the account routing number.
Oh, yeah.
Put it into my deposit for my work. And I said, $200 out of my paycheck every week.
That's
put it
great.
In there. Just, I don't want to see it. because I'm one of those guys, if it's out of sight, out of mind, you know.
No, I agree with you. But back to the original point on
sure.
this is there are people out there, and for the bulk of the people, I'm going to say this like this. If you have the wherewithal and a means to save money and you don't do it, I agree with him. You're an asshole. But my whole point of that Facebook post was the blanketed statement is not really the best case scenario, because it's one of those things where you're not taking into account the small guy. I mean, we might have people on this account that only live off of Social Security, and they're listening to us going, wow, this guy's a complete asshole. You know, and you know, they're trying to do what they can do, but they don't have the wherewithal or the means to do it.
So let me ask you, if I would have put that same post, right, but I would have changed a couple words, and if I would have started it out like, so I don't normally do this, talk about political stuff, but I have this bone to pick. And I go, if you're one of those dipshit assholes who are spending their money willy-nilly, not caring about putting it away for a rainy day, it serves you right.
That in its own right completely changes that post.
Okay.
And the whole point of me bringing this entire story up, making an entire episode of it, is that, you know, I know one of the rules is no political stuff, and
sure.
we kind of broke the fourth wall on this one. But
and I think that it was a good thing, though, because it was affecting a lot
of
Americans.
My point is that there are so many, and this is the reason why we have so much disdain in America right now between the right and the left and the you know, the goods and the bads and the whoever you vote for, whether I love Agent Orange or I fucking hate him or whatever the case is.
Agent Orange.
I don't care if you like him. I don't care if you think he's doing a great job. There are certain things that I like that he's doing. I'm not going to disagree with that. I don't openly hate the guy just to hate him. But 97% of the shit that he does, I just go, this motherfucker's going to end the world. There's something bad about this guy.
Yeah.
It's just not right. You
like
know what
when people tell me, they're like, oh, he's a racist, he's a bigot. And
no,
I'm going to tell you.
He's an 80-fucking-year-old white man that lived his life with servants and here, boy, and you don't expect him not to be that way. I mean, you know, it is what it is.
I think the other problem is he – And this happens to you and I quite a lot. He says shit without thinking it through.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, he thinks about it, but he still says it.
Yeah, that's. I think that's the problem. So with that, I want to, if I did, if you're listening
no,
to
no,
this.
No, that's not a being about offended. Nobody read that fucking post. I don't give a fuck if they're offended. It says it right at the beginning of the goddamn episode.
No. I need to make the statement.
Okay.
If, for some reason, you were one of the few.
Fuck them.
That were, no. That were truly in a bad situation and you were trying to do the best with your money and shit happened, I'm sorry for you.
Oh, yeah.
I truly, truly hope you get back on your feet, and I want nothing but the best for you. If you were an idiot and you were a jackass with your money and you were blowing it on, like, that's the other thing. I hate it when people are like, oh, I got no money. And I'm like, oh, what happened to it? Well, I don't know, man. I had to buy the necessities. I went grocery shopping. I paid my electric. I bought a quarter ounce of weed. Wait a minute.
Oh, that's in this. Oh, don't let. You know what? That's another episode. We're going back to that one about drugs.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about that a while ago.
All right. Wait. Okay. So, you know what? We're not going to get crazy into the drug thing, but we are noting that down. There will be an episode on this motherfucker. First off, this drug thing, the fucking weed thing is getting out of hand. I'm a straight-laced asshole. Fuck them. So I'm going to put drugs down here. Drugs are bad.
Okay.
So, I get what you're saying, man. I don't discount where you're coming from. I understand you meant it in terms of just a generalized statement towards certain people. But, I mean, a lot of these people that work for the government, believe it or not, they don't make a lot of money. The TSA?
Yeah, they make shit.
What is it that I want? You know, I'm going to actually check
Let's
this.
Google. What does TSA employees make?
I just want to see this. I hope I hit the right fucking button, you ignorant cunt.
That devil cat is coming downstairs. I hate that cat.
TSA.
The cat just looks like it's on its last point. How old is that cat?
1,000.
I was gonna.
How much does the TSA make per hour? Oh my God, that's it? All right, folks, they average, this is before taxes, anywhere from $25,000, $518, to $38,277. That's in the highest end to promotion.
For the so this is like the super duper
super
managers.
Duper yeah yeah $44,007.
I wouldn't get up in the morning.
No. So now you gotta understand why when they pat you down they jiggle your bits a little bit too much.
They're getting their money's
worth.
That's it.
Excuse me, are you carrying a gun? No, that's my dick, ma'am. Why are you touching me?
It feels like a 9 mil.
So my point is that in all honesty, let's just say you make $44,000 in a year. Mm-hmm. And after taxes, 44 becomes, what, like 32 area?
Yeah, around that.
Can you live, honestly live on your own if it was just you at $33,000 by yourself in your own place? No, right?
You could. No, you know what I'd be doing? I'd be getting a Craigslist buddy. Yeah. We all know how that works out.
His name's Steve.
Yeah. Steve just stays in his room. That's all Steve does.
Now, my oldest son is very smart because he's got a full-time gig, and he makes about, you know, 99 cents an hour.
He's the smart one.
Yeah, well, no, see, but this is the point where he's smart. So he makes, I don't know, maybe 15 bucks an hour or something like that. He's shaking his head. No, no, you asshole, no. 13 bucks an hour. He makes as much as a street hooker. So they make more? Yeah, because they don't get taxed.
It's true. It's
and that's
true.
The reason why we sell our bodies. That's it, the whole
that's
point
it.
Of this. So anyway, 13 bucks an hour. That's a great job for a kid right out of school.
Sure.
But I would tell you to go work at McDonald's shortly because they're about to make 16 bucks an hour.
Yeah.
Like that.
And don't work at Stop and Shop.
No.
They got a robot now.
Dude, Stop and Shop, they're actually Stop and Shop, folks, is a local grocery store in the northeast section of America. They're actually, the back end of Stop and Shop, they do a lot of, it's a lot of union stuff. So they actually make a lot of money.
Did you hear?
They're on strike now.
Yeah. My buddy called me up. He's like, get ready, bro. You'll see me on the news. Because I went in there, and I recently just went grocery shopping, and I looked, and I said, what is that robot? And they said, what do you mean? They said, what do you mean? I was like, is that the robot? Is that the one I saw on the news? And they said, they dressed it up, dude.
They
put those, you know the googly eyes? They put googly eyes on it. They put a cowboy hat.
Oh, that's terrible.
It's awesome.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know, man. This whole episode was dedicated to the poor people, I guess. So we'll go that route.
Yeah.
You know what? We're going to end this shortly. Yeah, we'd go in about an hour. Like I said, folks, we ramble on for fucking 45 minutes about nothing, and we didn't really finalize anything.
So needless to say, I'm an asshole for what I wrote.
No, you're not. You just you know what? My whole point of this entire spiel was blanketed statements. You know, I was getting to this point. We kind of went on a tangent.
Yeah, go to your point.
All right, so whether you're right, left, or in the middle, or whatever the case is, the blanketed statements are what need to stop. You know, like what you said, you didn't mean any harm by it, but it was...
Trump did that a lot.
Well, that's the point.
Yeah.
Everybody puts everybody into a box.
A
and
category.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
And when you do a blanketed statement, you get the you get folks out there like the LGBTQPTMN...
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Where they, you know... They get put into a huge box, and you know, and those guys flip out all the time. That's what I see a lot of the time, you know.
Yeah.
And they have every right to do it because they get put into that fucking box, and nobody wants to fucking deal with it. Kind of.
Well, it was kind of like after I really truly feel for this. It was like after 9/11.
Oh well, that too.
If you were Middle Eastern,
still the same way.
If you were Middle Eastern, that was it. You were automatically labeled, and that wasn't fair.
You know, and then there was comedians, African American comedians, going, "Yeah, we finally made it."
Yeah,
we're pointing at them, going, "Oh yeah, now you know," you know, that kind of thing.
It's the same thing, and it's the same thing with Spanish people. You know, when Trump just put all Spanish people are bad.
Yeah,
bro. You can't say that.
They're all rapists.
Get out of here.
And this is a quote, folks. Quote, they're all rapists and murderers and whatever the case is. And I know quite a few Spanish folk out there, and I love them to death. And I just...
Hello!
They're the hardest working folks that I've met in a long time.
Yes.
Truly. And, you know, unfortunately, it really comes up. You got to stop with the fucking crazy
I'm
chewing.
I'm shy.
Oh, yeah.
All I want to do is dale, dale, don dale.
So anyway, my point is, you know, whenever you put stuff out there, folks, just make it a point to specialize the note to a particular type of person, place, or thing that you were thinking to write about, and not all these fucking liberal motherfuckers out
there. Yeah,
you know, you know, all these goddamn right wings, all they want is their guns and their hookers. You know, whatever the case is, just pay attention to how you're writing it. Now, if you're looking to be that person to put it out there for everybody in the fucking world to argue about, and we have those people. I'm one of those people.
See, somebody said blanket statement that all Canadians are happy-go-lucky. Clearly, that's not the case.
Because I'm half Indian, too. So, goddamn stealing my land, motherfuckers.
Oh, here we go.
So, anyway, the point is that please just pay attention to what you say. I don't care if you're politically incorrect or whatever. I don't care if people get offended. People are going to get offended for the color purple. I mean, it is what it is.
Yes.
Terrible book, great movie.
Oh, can I real quick with this statement and talking about pissing off people and stuff like that, can I just give a quick shout out to somebody?
Who?
Your wife.
Why my wife?
Because I need to do this.
Oh,
there we go.
God,
done.
Fucking chewing. Anyway, folks, that's our show today. I know it was a little different than normal, but, you know, it's a little different than normal. we're going to end the show real quick. Please do us a favor. If you have anything you want to comment on, you want to ask us a question, or get a level of get a level. See, you got all these fucking people are down here all of a sudden. Like little midget motherfuckers over here. Just
they're your midget motherfuckers, not mine.
I didn't say they weren't.
Okay.
Jesus Christ. Anyway, if you want to leave a comment, you want us to have a discussion of something, please shoot us an email at fatguysquared@gmail.com. You can follow us at all these particular places. If you want to go to Facebook, look for Fat Guy Squared. You'll be able to get our live feeds when we do go live.
Dale up, dale gasolina.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Dale con gasolina.
The dude sings one word the entire fucking song.
You started talking about Spanish, but they brought some good music.
Yeah, well.
Reggaeton.
Yeah, Anyway,
okay.
What was the rest of it? You know, you fucked up my spiel. Finish the spiel. Finish the spiel, goddammit.
We love you all. Join us for the upcoming episodes.
Oh yeah, you know what? If you're going to Apple, if you go to Apple, please.
What the hell was that?
Oh, my God. I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ, man.
Oh, Beatrice.
Oh, my God. Go get my bum off.
My God.
Darling, you got to get my bum off.
This is falling apart.
Yep.
Go to Apple. Please subscribe. Does nothing for anybody but us to be out there for other folks.
That's what you were doing?
Yeah.
That whole thing? Okay. Visit us on Apple, visit us on Android, visit us on Podbean, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Yahoo, whatever other thing. Just
subscribe.
Put it there. Just type in Fat Guys in Google and just like us.
Just make sure it's not Fat Guys Oiled Up, because that's a completely different
podcast.
Yeah,
that was a different. That was me when I was younger.
Nate, how you feeling?
I feel gassy.
Yeah, good way to end it.
Yeah.
Love you, folks. Bye-bye.
Toodles.